get that king with all sorts of packages to match your with DSTV. Debates as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45. The headlines in local news: WHO applauds Zambia's health sector, Zambia launches solar health initiative. In international news, 5 journalists among 20 killed in Israel strike on hospital. In sports news, Red Arrows and Zesco saw in MTN Super League weekend. With the news in detail, my name is Patience Enivlinga. In local news, the World Health Organization, WHO, has commended Zambia for emerging a shining example in Africa for strengthening health systems and advancing public health. Speaking at the 75th session of the WHO Regional Committee for Africa held in Lusaka, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised the Zambia government's continued support efforts to enhance the health sector. Dr. Ghebreyesus highlighted key achievements, which included the increased health financing, recruitment of nearly 20,000 health workers, digitization of the health system under the Smart Zambia Institute, and a 14% reduction in maternal mortality since 2020. Dr. Ghebreyesus noted that Zambia's progress stands at a time when many countries on the continent continue to face challenges in reducing mortality rates. WHO Regional Director for Africa, Professor Muhammad Janabi, described Zambia as a model for regional progress in addressing public health threats. Meanwhile, Africa Union Chairperson Muhammad Ali Yusuf called on African nations to reduce reliance on external support and instead build self-reliance in managing health crises. Senior Chief Ndungu of Zambezi District has called for the construction of the bridge that will connect the West Bank to the Central Business District. The traditional leader says the West Bank of the district is lagging in development owing to the lack of bridge, which has limited infrastructure development in the district. Speaking during the Likumbi Lyamizi traditional ceremony in Zambezi, the traditional leader said the district is in need of road infrastructure, adding that he is confident that the government will address their challenges. Meanwhile, local government and rural development minister Gift Sialuvalo said the government has called on traditional leaders to preserve cultural practices and their chiefdoms. Sialuvalo said traditional leaders are custodians of culture and should ensure that it is preserved and passed on to the next generation. Meanwhile, British High Commissioner to Zambia Rebecca Tayden said the British government is open to cultural exchanges with Zambia. The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has reaffirmed its commitment to upholding the highest standards of currency security and safeguarding the integrity of the national system. In a statement, BOZ Assistant Director of Communication, Besnet Mwanza, announced that the newly introduced currency features advanced security enhancements designed to deter counterfeiting and reinforce public confidence. Mwanza highlighted that refreshed banknotes incorporate state-of-the-art design elements and cutting-edge security features, making them extremely difficult to replicate. She further revealed that the bank has launched the Zambian Banknotes mobile app aimed at educating the public on the features of the new currency family and promoting awareness across the country. Still in local news, the Lusaka Magistrate Court has found former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo guilty of possessing two properties valued at over 22 million kwacha, reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime. When the matter came up for judgment before Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chiwili, the court said it was satisfied that the prosecution had proved the case against Lusambo. Magistrate Chiwili said he agreed with the state that there was a disparity between the former minister's source of income and the value of property he owned. The court has, however, adjourned the matter to August 29, 2025 for sentencing to enable the state to obtain records of previous conviction. This was after Anti-Corruption Commission prosecutor Annie Bento informed the court that Mr. Lusambo has a second offender. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on African countries to position the health sector as a key driver of regional trade and industrialization. President Hichilema said the health sector is critical to human development, adding that investing in the sector is essential to empower populations to contribute meaningfully to development. Speaking during the official opening of the 75th session of the WHO Regional Committee for Africa in Lusaka today, the president urged public health institutions to build resilience and strength and strengthen the capacity to respond to disease outbreaks. President Hichilema also expressed gratitude to international organizations for recognizing his government's efforts to improve the health sector, but acknowledged that much more still needs to be done. Meanwhile, in recognition of outstanding contributions to improving Africa's health systems, President Hichilema conferred the Order of the Eagle of Zambia, 3rd Division, on WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus and Africa CDC Director General Jean Kaseya. He said the honors were awarded on behalf of the people of Zambia in appreciation of their dedicated service to health development on the continent. Finally, in local news, the Solar Electrification and Drive Initiative project has officially been launched, aiming to provide clean and reliable energy to 250 health facilities across Zambia. The initiative is a collaborative effort by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization, WHO. In addition to electrification, the project will donate 200 motorbikes to rural health facilities to enhance healthcare delivery and outreach. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima expressed deep gratitude to the partners for their support, emphasizing that the solar electrification initiative will deliver sustainable and uninterrupted energy to healthcare facilities nationwide. Dr. Muchima made the remarks during the launch of the Health Facility Solar Electrification HFSE and Cold Chain Equipment Optimization Platform CCEOP learning agenda, alongside the direct delivery of routine immunization vaccines for Equity Drive initiative held in Chongwe. Gavi CEO Dr. Sonia Nishita stated that the solar energy component is designed to provide predictable and uninterrupted power, crucial in maintaining vaccine integrity and supporting essential health services. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout of the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every view.